This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi everyone, it's Simon Smart. Good to have you with me. This week I've been bringing you an interview with the Managing Director of Eth Invest, Trevor Thomas. It's been a good discussion. We've covered ethical investments and the way more and more people are looking to shape their investments in ways that are not harmful to the environment or to communities or individuals. We've also covered materialism and the consumerist culture and the costs associated with that. Last time we looked at the market and the way in which it can be used for good or ill. Trevor has worked in aid and development and has a great interest in the way the market can be used to work towards a more equitable society and for alleviating poverty and injustice. In this final part of the interview, I asked Trevor Thomas whether he thought biblical principles have a role to play in contemporary economic models.
The Bible talks about justice in two ways. It talks about distributive justice, and the rules of the Old Testament and Jesus' modelling was around sharing things to make sure that people basically end up with a fair share of things. And so there's a whole lot of discussion around distributive justice. In the Old Testament law, it's around the poor being given access to the edges of the field to glean, to collect grain. And where that was denied to them, the prophet Isaiah says to the princes, the spoil of the poor is in your houses. You've robbed the poor. It's actually their entitlement to have that edge of the field.
That's the Old Testament, Trevor. We've gone past that, haven't we?
Well, those values can still inform us, I think. Jesus was certainly keen to include the poor as well and to make sure that his followers were open and generous. And so that distributive justice is an element that has informed Christian thinking around these issues. But there's another element of justice as well, which is process justice, which is that you've got fair weights in the marketplace, that the courts are fair, that everybody's treated with due process under the law. Typically, the left of politics has concentrated on distributive justice and the right of politics has concentrated on process justice. The Bible has both together. And I think in terms of our economic debate, we need to think about those things. I think we need to look for ways in which we can make sure that we achieve good outcomes in terms of relative fairness of distribution, but we do it in a way that honours people's creativity and different preferences and those sorts of things. Christians have got a lot to bring to the debate around what sort of society we want and how we want to organise economic life. And I think that the failures of the last few years, the huge run-up of asset prices through cheap interest rates preceding the global financial crisis and the escalation in food prices, which really hurt the poor, and fuel prices, $150 a barrel in 2007, all that sort of stuff had significant economic impact. And then the collapse of that house of cards in 2008 and 2009 also has had profound impacts. And we need to be thinking about whether that's the sort of world in which we want to live and how we can push back against those values, the greed and the desire to acquire.
Excess.
You're
taking on in all of this quite big systems that might look a bit daunting at times. What keeps you positive?
I think the systems are big and daunting and incredibly vulnerable. That's what keeps me positive. I think there's a real opportunity for us to press for change. Companies only make profit if they sell most of what they produce. And most of the profit comes right in the margins. So they've got to sell 80 or 90% of what they produce before they start making real profits, which means that they're very vulnerable to changes in consumer behaviour. We need to take full advantage of that vulnerability and to send very clear signals to companies about the sorts of things that we want to support in the way that we invest, but also in the way that we consume. And it's that vulnerability that I think will change behaviour. And as people realise the risks associated with overfishing the oceans and destroying topsoil and potentially climate change, those sorts of things, people will start to reassess where value lies. And the companies that are ahead of the game will actually do very well. And people of faith and people of goodwill who want to be involved in pushing for change can actually be signalling that in the way that they organise their economic life. I can think of many examples of where we've had significant change. The end of dragnet fishing for tuna in 1990 was a cascading series of companies falling over themselves to beat each other, to outdo each other in what they were going to do to protect dolphins. And now you just cannot buy a can of tuna that doesn't have a little dolphin on the side of it. The same has been true with fair trade coffee, which used to be very much marginalised, but now even the world's largest coffee chains have got a fair trade product and the supermarkets are carrying it. 15 years ago, Eth Invest used to have clients who would campaign against Westpac and sell their Westpac shares and have nothing to do with Westpac because Westpac was the banker for Jabiluka Uranium Mine. Westpac is now regarded as the most sustainable bank in the world by the Davos World Economic Forum. It was 15th most sustainable company in the world this year. It's come a long way because the board has taken seriously the challenges of sustainability and being a good corporate citizen, and has fundamentally changed the way that the bank operates. And just a couple of weeks ago said that it wouldn't actually pursue any new funding of coal-fired power stations in Australia because of the environmental risks. So in 15 years, there's been a radical change in a large organisation that 15 years ago we would never have believed it possible.
Well, there's a lot of potential for great change in good directions there, and great having your words on that, Trevor. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.